Price of petrol, front and centre again this morning. Yesterday we told you about the Commerce Commission getting new powers. Today the AA weighing in, suggesting margins on gas too high. The government needs to step in. Prices the highest in some 3 years. 91 running at about 2.15 a litre. Energy Minister Megan Woods is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Has the AA got a point? Are margins a problem?
Look, I think the AA are pointing to what a lot of people are feeling, that they're not paying a fair price for their petrol when they go and fill up their car, and I think that's something that's being felt all over the country. We know that we've seen evidence to point that to people in the Wellington region and the South Island that they're probably paying over the odds, but also within Auckland, the prices are varying wildly depending on what suburb you're in. It's kind of, you know, a bit of luck where the red light on your car goes off and you've got to fill up.
So if it's not a fair price, what is a fair price and what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think a fair price is one that that reflects the actual costs with a margin that is consistent across the country. And in terms of what we're going to do, as I'm going to release the MB report later today that came out after the initial July report, and one of the live options that we've always talked about is referring that to the Commerce Commission. But in order to refer it to the Commerce Commission, there actually have to be some changes to the Commerce Act as well, so that they've got the right powers to do a market study.
And how long will that take?
Yeah, no, that's going to take a while. This isn't going to be a quick fix. This is addressing a really important question, and that's saying, is the market working? Is it a fully competitive market? So one of the things when I release that report later today is I'll also be talking about a piece of work I'm beginning about looking at some other things we can do in the meantime, because it is going to take a while, but I want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that people are paying a fair price.
What can you do in the meantime?
Well, look, I'll have more to say about that when I release the report later this afternoon in a piece of work that I'll be beginning.
But is it real in the sense that what are you going to do? Stand next to every pump in the country and go, right, 91 cannot be more than this, or your margin cannot be more than that?
Oh, look, I'll have more to say about that this afternoon. But the thing we have to ask ourselves is it a fully competitive market? Are people paying a fair price? And what are the things that we have to do to ensure that people are paying a fair price? And they're all important questions that we're going to have to address.
Gull says when they're in the marketplace, it is a fair price. Where they're not in the marketplace, it isn't. Do they have a point?
Well, I think that's one of the things that we need to look at, and what the Commerce Commission, when it gets its market study powers, will be able to look at. They'll be able to look at all those questions. In terms of the reports that we've seen to date, the one I'm going to be releasing to date and the previous one, not everyone participated. So what we need is a properly equipped Commerce Commission that does have the power to do that.
Appreciate your time. Megan Woods, the Commerce Minister, with us this morning. Hi, Mike. Has the high price of petrol got anything to do with the government's tax? Chris, yes. Quoted number I use. If oil was a buck a barrel, we'd still pay $1.13 a litre. In fact, in Auckland, after July next year, you pay $1.23 a litre. So yes is the answer.